We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me in. Immigration man.
So the Attorney General, before his press conference today, has changed some policies that will keep asylum seekers to the United States detained during the legal process. How does this work? Andrew Arthur is law and policy fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. He is actually up on Capitol Hill yesterday testifying before one of the congressional committees with oversight here. I'm glad to have you here, Andrew. Tell me about the policy change and what the reaction has been to it.
Well, John, this is the amazing thing, is that it's really not a policy change.
No.
Since 2005, immigration, be it ICE or the immigration courts, haven't really been following the law as it's been written as it relates to credible fear. Congress stated back in 1996 that if you are in expedited removal, I think you and I have discussed this before, but just for your audience, if you show up at the border illegally, you don't necessarily get to see an immigration judge. You're placed in expedited removal, you just be removed. If you assert that you have a credible fear, then you're placed in proceedings and you can apply for asylum. The way that Congress wrote the law was, during that period when you're applying for asylum from an immigration judge, you're not supposed to be released from custody. Back in 2005, the board, apparently losing its ability to read, just sort of glossed over the provision in the 96 bill that said they couldn't be released and said they could, that judges could set bond. And so for the last 14 years, immigration judges have been setting bond and releasing individuals who are found to have credible fear. And the Attorney General said, no, that's not right.
And nobody's really challenged that. And I should point out, just because I want to be completely fair to Republicans and Democrats, if that's 2005, that's George W. Bush. That's his administration, right?
Oh, absolutely. But, this is not a policy decision. This was a determination that was made by three judges at the Board of Immigration Appeals.
But he didn't push back on it. He didn't, push the button and say, hey, we got to get this fixed so that we don't have people just traipsing into the country.
Nope, absolutely. And, for what it's worth, the Attorney General at the time, who I guess was John Ashcroft, or it might have been Alberto Gonzalez, didn't overrule that decision, although they should have. I wasn't sitting as an immigration judge at the time. Quite frankly, I had oversight of immigration, and I guess that it's probably as much on me as it is on the three judges who issued the BIA decision. But, the Attorney General, people are heralding this talking about this as if the Attorney General has a new policy that these people can't be released. In reality, he's just enforcing the law.
As it is currently written.
As it is currently written.
Yep. So the DHS Advisory Council is recommending major changes to the immigration court system. Does that dovetail in with this reinforcement of the original law as written?
It's going to take a lot of cases off of the immigration court docket because they're no longer going to have to hear bond cases for these credible fear people. Now, important thing to keep in mind, John, is that this is a sea change, notwithstanding the fact it's the law. So DHS asked for 90 days before this ruling takes effect, and so it won't really take effect until 90 days from Monday. It will take a lot of those cases off the docket. It's going to put a lot on DHS's plate because they're the ones who now have to make the determination whether these folks get released or not.
Okay. While we've got you here, I want to ask you about this plan that has really distressed a lot of Democrats and liberal activists that the president, I think he's just kind of thumbing these folks or tweaking them a little bit about taking migrants and depositing them into sanctuary cities. And there's a certain political brilliance, whether the idea is feasible or not. There's a political brilliance in getting liberal activists to denounce the very people that they have embraced with such great success over the last couple of years. What does this mean in a practical sense, you think?
Well, in a practical sense, and you know, this is important to note because there, you know, there are places like Richmond that are going to feel the effects of this influx of people from the border. You know, people show up at the border, but they don't stay at the border.
Yeah.
What they do is, you know, they plan on traveling somewhere else in the United States, and a lot of them are going to, you know, Richmond and south into, you know, North Carolina and all the way up into northern Florida because they have jobs that are waiting for them. And I've been told that the smugglers often tell them that they have to take certain jobs so that they can continue to take the pay the smuggling fees. So the school systems are going to feel the effects. The hospital systems are going to feel the effects. So what the president is saying is, look, if you want to be a sanctuary city, that's great. We're going to move these folks to your town so you feel the effects of, you know, this flow across the border. Now, as a practical matter, it's costly and, you know, those are resources that could probably be used elsewhere. But
is it illegal to do that?
No, I don't think it's illegal at all because the parole provision says, and parole is DHS releasing people, says that the Secretary of Homeland Security can set any conditions that he wants on release. And one of those conditions can be, you're going to live in this town. We don't even have to pay for it. We can just put the condition on and send people to, you know, go to these places. I think that's one of the finer points that's been lost. But if the president wants to bus these people to these places, I think that they're might be some issues with respect to the appropriation of funds. But I will tell you again, I was a judge in York, Pennsylvania, about, you know, 150 miles north of where you are. And I would see a lot of these border cases. You know, DHS would fly people to York, Pennsylvania so that they could be, you know, put in my jail and, appear in my court. So they already do it. I mean, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, but it sure has worked for him, you know, to call some people out. The people who are very generous rhetorically suddenly aren't as generous when it's cash and resources right around them. That's been interesting to observe in the last week. Andrew Arthur, Law and Policy Fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. Really appreciate it always. Thank you.
John, thanks so much for having me.
Yes, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.